This is Randy Vaughn, and today's topic is using student talent in marketing your school. Let me give you a few examples. Probably the first and most common way to use your students to market your school is using them as student ambassadors on tours. So you can do this in a lot of different ways. I think for sure, carefully selected and trained high schoolers make great student ambassadors on tours. Now, what I would probably do is, at the beginning, is have them tag along with you and let them be kind of a secondary voice, somebody who can answer questions when you're talking about a student experience with a family. Maybe you're on the admissions team and you're describing what it's like in the lunchroom or what it's like in your daily assembly or chapel time, or maybe it's what it's like at the football game or baseball game. Then that's when you turn to the student and say, why don't you tell them a little bit about what it's like to be a student going to the games? What's it like in the student section? What's it like at the lunchtime? And that's where you turn to them and let them speak about their experience. And you can even set them up in advance and give them some clues to say, hey, I would love for you to talk about lunchtime, student section, or maybe even a particular class that's really exciting to that student. If you know in advance and you're on a tour and you know you're going to go be about that class, go ahead and give them a kind of a heads up to say, when we get to that economics class, I'll probably tell you, hey, why don't you tell them about Mr. Jones's economic class? And that way they're a natural part of the tour. When you get into a little bit more experience with that particular student, you can actually set them off and let them lead the tour, and now you switch roles and you're secondary. Let them just tell it from the student experience perspective. Train them on how to maybe lead with some of your school's cultural values, some of your school's mission and your vision, and just kind of that big high level, big picture stuff that you would cover in a tour. Give them some training on how to start with that, but then just let them go off. I mean, I tell you, it's probably one of the best things on a tour that you can do is let your students be the guide, because every prospective parent is, they're wanting the confidence for their kid that they see in that student ambassador. So when you have them out front and you have them talking, that is a selling point beyond even some of the stuff they talk about. They are just seeing, hey, at this school, they develop confidence in kids. And that's probably one of the reasons why they really want to leave where they are now. They're just seeing their kid get beat down, maybe just not appreciated, not valued, and they see you valuing your students. And so student ambassadors as tour guides is probably one of the best ways to showcase your school, your students' talent. So always have them as student ambassadors, especially in the high school. I think you can do that. You might have two kind of going as pairs. Maybe somebody who is particularly good who can speak to the fine art program and the band or the choir. Or you can find somebody who can speak to the athletic department. And then certainly have a variety of people of academic interests. Maybe someone who's a little closer to college age, ready to go to college, and maybe talking about that experience of what it's like. And how your school prepares them for college. And maybe have somebody who's a brand new, who just experienced coming into your high school, maybe as a new student, or maybe, you know, just a freshman or sophomore, and speak about that experience. So I think putting them in pairs is often a great way to do that student ambassador tour as well. So it's a great way to showcase your talent in that way. Another way to do it would be to put them on video. Some of you have like a video newsletter. Maybe you might even do an audio podcast once a month. And having your students kind of be the voice or the host of those episodes, great way to showcase your talent. You might have them, I mean, certainly it's probably good to, you know, script out what you want them to say, use a little teleprompter. There's lots of little apps that you can get, put it on an iPad, and have them read with a little training, a little practice. You can get some great student talent. Their faces on the video, they're talking about how excited they are, and it's a great selling point. So I've seen some great videos out there of schools who use that. Audio podcasts as well, you might want to just do that so they don't have to have the pressure of being on camera. And just interview them, maybe talk to them, or maybe it's a middle school, have them host a middle school podcast about some of the athletic events, maybe the games of the week or something like that. Let them practice a little bit. And again, it's a confidence-building showcase, and prospective families see that, and they'll want to be a part of that. Some of the other things you want to do is certainly at any functions, fundraising events, some of your auctions and galas, where you're inclined to invite outside guests to come, maybe who will sit at a table at an auction, have students there, if possible, to showcase their talent. Maybe it's a talent show, or maybe they sing the national anthem at some event, or they perform a some sort of opening number of some sort, or reenact a scene, or do a little mini version of the theater program, the spring play, or recreate something they did at an academic meet, some poem they wrote, any way that you can incorporate them. If your event maybe has alcohol there and you're not allowed to have students present there because of the alcohol, simply record it on video and play it. You always want to showcase your students' talent. No matter where you are, no matter what event, it's the best way to really market your school. So have them on video, have them on audio. You can have them writing as well. It doesn't do probably is the best job of showcasing their talent, but have them write some student articles, student experiences, even kind of journalism, having them document what happened in a volleyball game or what happened at the football game this past weekend. You can certainly have them do that, but putting them on video or in live situations is an awesome way to showcase your students' talent. And so just always, whenever you're thinking, hey, I gotta lead this, or I've gotta be out there, you always ask yourself, is there a way with some training, with a little coaching, with a little development, with a little practice, would our event be even better if we put in place one of our students? Great way to use your students to market your school.